trying to understand the many meanings of home is to enter into a mystical territory and yet very, very real. Beyond geography, citizenship, and bricks and mortar, home is also a feeling, a relationship to people, to landscapes, a connection to places in the heart, memories. How do we grapple with it? How do we carve out the spaces that bring us home to our true selves? What is the meaning of home for immigrants who are targets of hatred? How do the homeless retain a sense of belonging and being at home in the world? How do we create a safe home in a country where that is rarely guaranteed for the marginalized, the displaced, across lines of race, class, sexual orientation, gender expression? Home is fluid and encompasses our physical, political, and spiritual homes. And the homes where we do the work that sustain us in our communities. As we attempt to navigate together this blue boat that we call our home, how do we find home in each other? How do we offer shelter to one another as friends and spiritual companions? We are each other's shelters. Today is September 18th. It is my birthday. And I mention this not only because I love to celebrate my new dance around the sun, but also because birthdays often make me think of home. And home for me could never be one place. It's always several places, several people, several landscapes. Most of all is memories and relationships that we build on this journey we share together. It is this journey where we hope that people will learn our name. Home has been on my mind and my heart because of my recent move here to Hayward. I find myself waking up not really sure where I am most mornings. And then I see the sunshine. And then I see my mother's garden in bloom and I remember, ah, yes, California. Yes, Toto, we're not in Brookline anymore. The sun is shining and it's above 50 degrees in mid-September. I have moved so many times that I have a hard time answering when someone asks me, where are you from? When I say I'm from Chile, they might ask about what city and what school I went to. That would have several answers. And there's always more than that, right? There's New Jersey and New York and Rhode Island and Puerto Rico and Boston. And yeah, it's a lot. So here's my attempt to answer the question of where I'm from in the shape of maybe a poem or just some scribbles that I did. I am from the flowering desert of Copiapó, the sinking mining town of Tierra Amarilla, yellow earth. The adobe walls of my grandmother's home, her hanging herb garden growing in rusty tin cans, bursting towards the sun. I am from a long line of women with strong hands to knead bread, catch babies, and give shape to love in times of war. I am from hips dipped in moonlight and salsa and gleaming like the weeping willows in a dance. I am from reused tea leaves, erasers made of breadcrumbs. I am from silent screams and rivers that ran red and empty tombs and thousands of mothers asking, ¿dónde están mis hijos? Where are my children? I am the illegal alien, proud broken Spanglish speaker, shapeshifter who recites 20 love poems and a song of despair in the face of English-only legislation. I am from the sacred Pehuen tree, growing red copihue vines on the soles of my feet as I jump into the number 4 train in the Bronx. I am practicing being invisible. I am from the border that I cross every day in my heart to get closer to yours. I am mixtura, half-breed yet whole. I am from the shore, from the margin, from the fire, from the river, from the mountain, from the healers, from the teachers, from the potters, from the runaways, with the rebels with more than one cause. I am from mariposas rebeldes, rebel butterflies named Dominga, Rosario, Sara, Maria, Victoria, Adriana, Lily. I am from a desert that flowers but once a year. So I learned early that I am from a single grain of sand holding in its heart all the rainbows of the world. I have walked the dusty streets of my grandmother's birthplace in the mining town of Copiapó. And I've walked the silent, bloody streets of Santiago de Chile, tracing the footsteps of the disappeared. I've walked the frozen streets of New York City as an alien ghost without a name, sin papeles, without papers. I was perfecting the art of becoming invisible in the crowds. I've walked the streets of Loíza, Puerto Rico, in the heat of July, 115 degrees, with hundreds of others praying for healing. I've walked the streets in Cambridge, homeless at Harvard, caught in the coming and going of the intersecting borders of my gender, class, race, and immigration status. At night, I try to do work at the library, which stays open until 11, and I see across the window Rockefeller Hall, which used to be my dorm for 4 years, which used to be my home for 4 years, and from which the students were evicted when they decided to make it into offices. They said good luck finding affordable housing in Cambridge. It took me over 6 months to find a place. We scrambled, all of us. We were no longer receiving a stipend because they end after the 3rd year. We, all of us, were juggling 3, 4, sometimes 5 part-time teaching jobs, so no one would rent to us. We couldn't show proof of regular income. I spent a lot of time at the library. I also had a job as a maid in one of the hotels in town. I've never told this story before because I knew it would break my mother's and my son's heart. So if I was lucky, there would be an empty room at the hotel, the cheap ones with a shared bathroom. And so I would go there at midnight and I'd have to start cleaning it at 4:30. So then I would walk the streets until the school opened at 8 o'clock in the morning. And I prepared for class, rummaging through my plastic bags. My bags became my point of reference to living in Harvard's parallel universe as a homeless graduate student. In the summer, I would return to Puerto Rico and volunteer at the MCC church, Cristo Sanador, the Healing Christ, where I worked with the homeless, serving breakfast, providing toothbrushes and towels, providing pastoral care. There I was, homeless myself, providing pastoral care to a homeless person. Talk about no borders, right? There's a saying in Spanish, no soy de aquí, ni soy de allá. I'm not completely from here. I'm not completely from there. I'm in between. I live in the borderlands, la frontera. I have always been from someplace else, always the pilgrim, always in between, sobre la marcha, always on the move. The poet Antonio Machado wrote, caminante, no hay camino, se hace camino al andar. Pilgrim, there is no road already made. You make the road as you walk. My grandmother taught me that todo se aprende sobre la marcha. You learn everything on the journey as you move. On the road, you learn to rely on the kindness of strangers that, after a while, are no longer strangers. On the road, we find another voice for ourselves. We make another story for ourselves and another opportunity to connect and be a citizen of the world. On the streets without a home, I had a different rhythm. My steps no longer guided me to the certainty of a place, of an address. Deambular in Spanish is to wander, to walk about, to roam. Deambulantes are the homeless, like Fabiola from the MCC church, who slept under bridges and who found a home in the Healing Christ Church in Puerto Rico. For years, she had been homeless, battling mental illness, dwelling on the crossroads of hopelessness and depression. She yearned for a little corner where she could rest and sew her beautiful gowns. Fabiola knew the meaning of a hard night, of the closed roads, of the gift of improvisation and the reimagining of home in her dreams. In her daily imagining, she transformed the garbage-filled underpass into a luminous porch facing the turquoise ocean. She called this church. She said God was there, facing the ocean, arms outstretched to the sky. She reclaimed a piece of herself, a sacred piece of herself that had been stolen by the streets. This was her home, in her mind, in her heart. During Carnival, La Reina, the queen, sparkles in her light green gown and fake diamond tiara. She struts down the sweltering streets in the tropical July heat without ever breaking a sweat. La Reina shines bright. The parade lasts only a couple of hours, but for those 2 hours, La Reina walks proudly, elegantly, offering a beautiful smile and a delicate hand gesture to the cheering and adoring crowds. But soon the parade will end, and those same streets that sparkled and reverberated with joy will become the mean streets that chip away at La Reina's spirit every time they call her a hateful name. For La Reina, a transgender person, these streets will not be home, and there will be no home to go to after the parade is over. In 2012, a survey was conducted to assess the experiences of homeless youth organizations providing services to lesbian, gay, and transgender youth. LGBTQ youth comprise almost 50% at the drop-in centers and emergency shelters. Yet only 3% of these services are received by transgender people. Only 3%. They don't have access to host home programs. They don't have access to permanent housing programs. They don't have access to independent living programs. They live in crisis shelter, in crisis shelter, in crisis shelter. Why are they there? Family rejection on the basis of their sexual orientation and gender expression, and abuse from their own family members. Home might be where the heart is, but the body also needs a home, desperately. A place that is safe, where people know you, care about you. Yesterday, as Terry said, I spent the morning at South Hayward Parish. They had a board of directors meeting. It was my first. Their main concern right now is how to keep the emergency shelter open, especially during the winter months when the rains come. I learned about local gentrification and displacement. I learn about the plight of the Vietnam veterans, people living with mental illness, terminal cancer, and they never received critical care, and they are homeless on top of everything else. They are people who dwell under bridges. I see them when I ride the BART to Oakland. I see them in tunnels. I see them in empty lots. I see their homes, their tents. And I wonder, when will it stop? It keeps growing and growing and growing. I heard about people that come to South Hayward Parish for a shower, to restore their dignity, and are met with kindness. They told me about the meal programs and how people minister to each other. They don't have a resident minister. They don't have anyone on staff. In fact, all the staff is volunteer, including the executive director. No salaries, just hard work and a good heart. They said that when their clients, when their guests come and they sit around the table and wait for their turn to take a shower, that's where they build home. That's where home happens. They open their hearts to talk about deaths in their families, being separated from their children, to talk about the pain and the joy. And they said, when they come through those doors, their first words are, "How can I help?" Yesterday, in this sanctuary, I also witnessed another way of making home and feeling at home in our world. Our friends from the Hayward Sikh Gurdwara came to visit us to watch the film Divided We Fall. We watched it together. The sanctuary was full. There were families, there were children, people from our community, people from the Sikh community, people from the Muslim community, blended families, diverse families that among them counted Sikhs, Muslims, Catholics, Christians, and they showed us so much love and hospitality. They brought us wonderful food. They fed us, and they were our guests. That was love. That was home. Last week, I talked about a Sikh belief and practice called Chardi Kala, which means a love and a joy that doesn't disappear no matter how tough times are, especially in difficult times. To have a joyful heart, to have a hopeful heart, is almost anathema to some of us. That's what they practice. That's what they teach. That's another gift that they brought along with the delicious food, the spirit of Chardi Kala, to help us through times of war. Last night, the sanctuary was blessed by the presence of our neighbors, and their beautiful energy remains here. I still feel it. How many of you were here last night? Thank you. Yes, yes. I said to them that their love and their beauty will remain in the sanctuary and that they are a blessing, and I still feel that in my heart. I still feel the energy in this room. For that, I am grateful. Love is our religion. Amen? Amen. So what is the meaning of love? How do we cope with the loss of home and cultural roots? How do we build and rebuild home at different stages in our lives? Sharing stories of home is important as we move forward towards realizing our aspirations of building the beloved community and giving it a home right here in this sanctuary. Where do you call home? Who do you call home? What or who is beyond the geography of the place where you were born? Who are the people that taught you the meaning of home? Let us bring them to mind with gratitude. Churches are often called houses of worship and spiritual homes. It is my hope that this house of worship will become or continue to be your spiritual home. It is my hope that you will find compassionate people here who will listen to you, who will see you, your true self, your whole self, beyond borders, and who will learn your name. I'm going to close with the words of Kim and Reggie Harris, who are musicians extraordinaire, and wrote a song about being each other's shelters. If I was feeling braver, I'd sing it. One day we'll sing it. In the shelter of each other, in the shelter of our lives, we are open, we are dreaming, we are hopeful, we are one. Many times the weight of the world crashes in. We feel angry and afraid. We start to lose our sense of hope, our sense of direction. Isolation, we have learned, will not bring much in return if we truly cannot learn to live as one. You know that many times the pain of the world crashes in. We feel broken and betrayed. We start to lose our sense of joy, our sense of connection. And though our story remains, it's our actions we must change if we hope to heal our world. In the shelter of each other, in the shelter of our lives, we are open, we are dreaming, we are hopeful, we are one. Beloveds, may this house of worship be our shelter. May we be each other's shelter. May we seek to shelter each other from the storms of indifference, apathy, fear, and hatred in the world. Let us open the doors of our hearts as we open the doors of this, our spiritual home, to welcome all who seek compassion, dignity, and a sense of belonging. May we listen to each other, learn each other's names, and be the first one to ask, "How can I help?" Amen. Amen. Blessed be.